Today's reading begins in Psalm 20, verse 1. Psalm 20, verse 1. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. O Lord, save the king. May he answer us when we call. Psalm 21. O Lord, in your strength the king rejoices, and in your salvation how greatly he exults. You have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. For you meet him with rich blessings, you set a crown of fine gold upon his head. He asked life of you, you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great through your salvation, splendor and majesty you bestow on him. For you make him most blessed forever. You make him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the steadfast love of the Most High he shall not be moved. Your hand will find out all your enemies. Your right hand will find out those who hate you. You will make them as a blazing oven when you appear. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth, and their offspring from among the children of man. Though they plan evil against you, though they devise mischief, they will not succeed. For you will put them to flight. You will aim at their faces with your bows. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power. Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted, they trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued, in you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who seek me mock me, they make mouths at me and they wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord, let him deliver him, let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breasts. On you I was cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs encompass me. A company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him, and stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him. But he has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it. That concludes our reading. Let's go back and think about these particular psalms for just a moment. Psalm 20 is a song that is focused on the king. apparently getting ready for a battle, since verse 7 makes a reference to chariots and horses. There is a petition being made to God that he will have God's protection. And then you get down to verses 6 through 8, and there's a statement of confidence that God saves those that are his anointed king, and protects them from his enemies. So the psalm makes this petition for this to be fulfilled, and then I think Psalm 21 goes right along with it. It seems as though Psalm 21 is a continuation from Psalm 20, perhaps after the battle. It praises God for a victory that has been granted to them. There's a praise to God, a glorifying of God for his providence and his help. Verse 7 is an assertion of the trust that is placed in God, and that trust is earned. That trust is very much well placed. And then the second half of the psalm is confidence in God continuing to watch over those that are his. Psalm 22 is very familiar to us. We talk about Psalm 22 a lot because there is a connection with the suffering of Jesus as he is that sacrifice for our sins. But in the context, in the time that it was written, it was a lament psalm, and that's the way that it was looked at. It portrays this individual waiting for the deliverance of God. There is a deep anguish, and then there's still, even in the midst of that anguish, a praising of God, an appeal to his act of deliverance. It describes the public humiliation, makes another appeal to God, reminds him of this trust that he always has in him. Get down to verse 14, and it portrays this melting away, this lack of strength without God, and that he must have God in order to sustain him and rescue him, that he's surrounded by his enemies, and makes this petition for God not to wait, to come deliver him, and do so quickly. Then you get to the end of the psalm, and there is again this praising of God, this declaration of God's salvation, and the proclamation of that salvation unto the congregation. And that proclamation would continue to all the nations and to future generations. And so looking at that sort of outline of the psalm, we can very much see a relation to Jesus within all of it, from the suffering to the proclamation to the praise of God. This gives us quite a bit to think about today as we go about our day. And as always, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.